Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Special counsel Jack Smith filing a streamlined indictment against Donald Trump in the election interference case. This one narrowing the charges following that Supreme Court decision granting presidents immunity for acts while in office. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The special counsel is making clear that even though the presidential immunity ruling from the Supreme Court may have curtailed some of the charges, Jack Smith is still moving full steam ahead, believing that the former president was still at the head of this conspiracy.
Incursion into the Israeli-occupied West Bank. IDF forces moving in on the city of Jenin, where militants are believed to be hiding out. At least 9 Palestinians killed. A new Surgeon General advisory on parenting and stress. New data shows nearly half of all parents say most days their stress is overwhelming. Only about a quarter of adults without kids say that. The White House holding a summit today for families of those who've died of drug overdoses. This is ABC News. Construction underway at what will become the new elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, replacing Robb Elementary that came under attack in 2022.
In many ways, the new school, which still has no name, will be a tribute to the 21 people who died at the hands of a gunman.
Throughout the building, there'll be images of honeybees and trickles of water and butterflies, and many of those will be in amounts of 21.
The Uvalde School District's Tim Miller says that at its minimum,
the school will be very safe, very secure
when it welcomes students in the fall of 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The first person to get into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th won't be going anywhere for a while. Michael Sparks has now been sentenced to more than 4 years behind bars. On the day of the riots, he climbed through a broken window and chased a police officer up a flight of stairs. NFL owners will be getting some partners. League owners now approving a measure that will allow private equity firms to buy up to 10% of a team. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up a case from a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, at least not yet. The group was trying to bypass the appellate court and go straight to the state's highest judiciary. Voss is one of the state's most powerful Republicans. He's been targeted by both Democrats and supporters of Donald Trump. And we're only about a week away from the first day of school for many Wisconsin kids. That means you'll see tons more buses on the road. Melissa Kay has a refresher on some basic bus safety.
You can do your part to help keep our kids safe. When the yellow lights are flashing on a school bus, slow down and prepare to stop. When red lights are flashing, vehicles need to stop from both directions until students are out of the roadway and the lights go off.
For most public school districts across Wisconsin, the first day of class is after Labor Day. Many of them begin Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You got to help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Another wonderful morning. What kind of temperature do we have out there right now?
Today? Right now it's 71 degrees, John. All right. And we expect a high about 79. And it's still humid, though. Yeah. Dew point is really up there.
But we're not morning. Talking about three-digit feel-like temperatures.
No. Heat has subsided a little bit, but it's still going to feel kind of muggy today.
Well,
and we're starting to see a little bit of sunshine peeking through the early clouds.
We've got our news director, Terry Bell, in the studio. We've got the big story, and this time, what is it?
Yeah. Well, this morning, guys, it's COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's spiking again. We haven't seen levels, testing levels, that is, and hospitalizations this high since February.
Wow.
Are we talking about just in Wisconsin? Or I mean, it's nationwide,
I'm sure,
right?
It's nationwide, but, you know, it's definitely happening in Wisconsin. And the highest testing levels and hospitalizations seem to be happening up in the Fox Valley, northeast Wisconsin.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know they have a new vaccine, right, that should be coming out any time.
The new one that should cover the strains that are going around, available in some pharmacies as early as today, I think, although widely speaking, it'll be available, say, early September.
Okay. And I understand from one report that I saw, this is for the flirt, what they call the flirt variant, and they wanted to get this out a little bit early because people could take that and their flu shot at the same time.
Right.
I think they're trying to promote that this time around,
right,
from what
exactly.
I've heard anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they say it's back to school time, so people are starting to gather again in big crowds. So that's especially because whenever you get a lot of people together, you've got that risk for transmission.
Stirs it up, yeah. Of course, all those UW students coming back, all the students any day now coming back to Madison. So good idea to get those shots.
They're also going to open up again order by mail free COVID tests. They're going to allow that to happen again as well. And Paxlovid, that will also be free for almost everybody, you know, for Medicaid, Medicare, and people without insurance, which in my mind is just about everybody. So, again, they have it free until the end of the year. And so something's going to have to happen after the end of the year for anybody else who gets COVID and has a chronic condition of some sort and needs Paxlovid. Yeah. So anyway, that's what's happening. And Boy, so the levels are going up, especially in the Apple Valley, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, Terry, thank you very much. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good seeing
you
again.
Have a good day.
All right. Now we've got our own big stories here as well, and as you know, a lot of talk going on, and it's a manufactured topic by news people. I guess they love to cover Trump, saying he will be in the debate, he won't be in the debate, he's not sure he's going to be in the debate.
It's back and forth on this
thing. I'm not sure. You know,
the latest I heard this morning, he's back in.
Well,
right?
Well, that's fantastic until later.
But we don't know yet if the mics are going to be muted or not muted.
They're going to be live. Those things are going to be live.
I don't think so. No,
Harris is saying they're going to be live.
Yeah.
I think they're calling the shots now.
Okay.
All right. So I have, I found this, I have this debate with Mike Pence.
Really?
Kamala Harris and Mike Pence debating. Now, if you want to get an idea of what this next debate's going to be like, especially with...
what, J.D.? And no, with
Trump
and...
John Snorleone. I was trying to think of the nickname we gave him here.
He's the crypto president.
Yes. You know, a lot of people say that, but he doesn't know whether it's true.
Doesn't know whether it's true or not, but they're saying it.
So
he's
anyway,
the crypto president.
If you want to know what that debate could sound like, you should hear what Harris and Pence sounded like. And
okay.
I have this clip for you. It's called 173. Let's play it.
Okay.
Senator Harris?
Well, I mean, we saw enough of it in last week's debate, but I think this is supposed to be a debate based on fact and truth. And the truth and the fact is Joe Biden has been very clear. He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Be important if you said the truth. Right. Joe Biden said twice in the debate last week that he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. That was tax cuts that gave the average working family $2,000 in a tax break every single year.
That is absolutely not true.
Is he only going to repeal part of the Trump tax cuts?
If you don't mind letting me finish, we can then have a conversation, okay?
Please.
Okay. Joe Biden will not raise taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year. He has been very clear about that. Joe Biden will not end fracking. He has been very clear about that. Joe Biden is the one who, during the Great Recession, was responsible for the Recovery Act that brought America back. And now the Trump, Pence administration wants to take credit when they rode the coattails Joe Biden's success for the economy that they had at the beginning of their term. Of course, now the economy is a complete disaster. But Joe Biden, on the one hand, did that. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who has reigned over a recession that is being compared to the Great Depression. On the one hand, you have Joe Biden, who was responsible with President Barack Obama for the Affordable Care Act, which brought health care to over 20 million Americans and protected people with pre-existing conditions. And what it also did is it saved those families who otherwise were going bankrupt because of hospital bills they could not afford. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who's in court right now, trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, which means that you will lose protections if you have pre-existing conditions. And this is very important, Susan.
Yes,
and
it's important. We need to give
too many facts.
I'd like to just finish, please. If you have a pre-existing condition, heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer, they're coming for you. If you love someone who has a pre-existing condition, they're coming for you. If you are under the age of 26 on your parents' coverage, they're coming for you.
Senator Harris, thank you.
Too many facts, Senator Harris. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Come on. Wow.
Yeah.
She's good.
She is really good.
Very sharp.
Really tough. All right. I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a flavor of what this debate is going to be like. And oops, I know that Trump has heard this debate, and it is going to be a tough one. So
we'll see if he actually shows up.
Yeah. He might skip this one.
He might figure out a way to weasel out of it.
All right. Now we've got a great treat for everybody.
Oh, really?
All right. This is fantastic. Yeah. Of course, you know, it's everybody's dad. Tim Walz is out there singing songs.
What's he doing? Oh, what do you mean? He's got a
TikTok thing.
A Vegas act?
And he's being interviewed, and he's talking home improvement.
Okay.
And he's talking about going Menards again. So why don't we check this out?
Are we looking for the long one or the short one?
Yeah, no, the long one. We're not doing the short one. This is fantastic stuff. Listen to the whole thing. It's good. This is fantastic.
So what's your take?
My take is the most neglected part of home ownership is the gutters. It's personal for me.
100% agree.
I've had problems with gutters before. You get your basement wet, you get ice dams, cause a lot of problems.
It's not good.
No, it is not, but there are fixes. Now, the other dangerous thing is that when you live in Minnesota, fall's a great time of year, a lot of leaves. You got to get up on a ladder.
And they get stuck in the gutter. The leaves get stuck in the gutter. I've seen many a man fall off the
ladder. Many a man, seriously.
Many a man fall off the ladder.
But there's a fix. You can put a gutter helmet over the top of it.
A gutter helmet?
It covers it. It lets the water go through. Keeps it out of your house. I see this all the time.
How often do you like looking at gutters?
I look quite often, surprisingly, because like I kind of judge it. You know, I try not to be judgmental on people, but when I see a well-tended gutter, it says a lot about somebody. So,
what's better, a well-tended lawn or a well-tended gutter?
I'd go with the gutters.
100%. There's no doubt in your mind.
No, I think gutters are a big thing, that they really matter.
Where do you buy gutters?
The downspouts I bought at Menards.
Save big money at
Menards. He's exactly right.
That's not the same.
You're right. I'm not getting it.
You're going to leave me hanging like that?
No, you're right. Okay, you ready?
On three.
Save big money at Menards. And keep your receipts, 11% rebates, but you got to send them in. It's a little bit of a challenge, but
it is.
Keep your receipt, you send it in. About 6 weeks later, you'll get your 11% back.
These are great takes. Yeah. You believe that cheese belongs on the inside of the burger.
I know this is very controversial for folks.
It's not controversial.
Not for where you come agrees. From. You've been on Juicy Lucy.
Doesn't everyone agree?
I have a song called Juicy Lucy, by the way.
It's such a cool thing. It really is. I mean, this guy just sits there and talks about Menards and gutter guards. It's just crazy stuff, isn't
it? Lawn care, yeah, it's wonderful.
And he judges people by their clean gutters. Good to know. But, you know, there was a story, and I'm going to kind of unearth it here, and I hope we have this. Could you look up Jason Chaffetz, okay?
All right.
Jason Chaffetz.
Is this something that,
search that
we've already got?
From August. I didn't put a number on it, but that's why I'm asking to look up Jason Chaffetz.
Okay.
Because he went on a rant on Fox News ripping into Walz for not being a working class guy. He doesn't have the working class cred, okay? Now, we just heard him singing about Menards, right?
Yeah, talking about gutter guards.
Yeah, he's no stocks, no bonds. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a home. That was the rip on him. But actually, you know, he sold his home. Now he lives in the governor's mansion. Well, that's a little thing right there, isn't it?
Right.
So let's listen to Jason Chaffetz talking about Tim Walz in the most unusual way ever.
Okay.
The new word is folksy. It's everywhere. Demeanor, folksy style, folksy reputation, folksy mannerisms. A new opinion piece says, seriously, a memo must have gone out. The memes, of course, started right away as well, hammering home the idea that Walz is just your neighborly dad who loves dogs and hunting, can change your oil, and occasionally embarrasses his daughter.
Oh, no.
Never mind that Minnesota fell to BLM, Antifa, and COVID tyranny under his watch.
No, it didn't.
That is a quote. Recent words from Tim Walz saying, well, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
Yeah, this is absolutely unbelievable. I think America wants competency at this point. It's not enough to just be folksy. Oh, that's the guy I want to hang out. He was a football coach. Great. Okay, so he did that. But why not go out there and talk about actual issues? Are you really going to take the most complicated job in the world, talking about the world economy? Do you think the combined knowledge and expertise on the world economy between Tim Walz and Kamala Harris adds up to anything?
The answer is The answer is yes.
Yes.
Unbelievable. All right.
718, you can call us, 608-879-8255. Call us or text us at that number. Coming up, we're going to go under the radar. We're going to check out the weather with Brittany Merlot on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain.
In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
WMDX, 92.7 and 1580 AM. It's feeling a little like Hawaii around here,
It does, yeah. It's kind of warm and humid. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
One thing we don't have to worry about here are volcano eruptions, so we're good.
Well, not yet.
No, not yet. But we have to worry about corn sweat. You know, I think when I was driving through the countryside and they were watering the cornfields, it was probably an antiperspirant of some sort.
Corn sweat.
Well, yeah, you know, Brittany, you brought this up. We have Brittany Merlot on the line right now, and we're talking about corn sweat, something you brought up yesterday. We had a few people curious about it, and I guess maybe a few weathermen on TV have picked up on what you said here on the show yesterday.
Right.
So can you fill us in a little bit, you know, the moisture levels.
Yeah. What's corn sweat all about?
So corn sweat in the meteorological world is really called evapotranspiration. What's happening there?
I'm really from that. I have whiplash from that.
It's a pretty cool word. Start using it around town. See how many people use it.
Say it again.
Evapotranspiration.
Transpiration. Okay.
Not transportation.
Transpiration.
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 I got it.
You got it? Okay. Yep. So basically, it's water vapor released from the corn's leaves, and it helps them cool down. It's the same, in a sense, as what we're doing, is we're releasing our water from our skin, and we're sweating, and that's exactly what's happening there. And actually, I believe it's 1 gallon of corn is like 3,000 gallons of water like released into the air. So that much more humidity and water vapor is around you. So this is why areas with cornfields felt a little bit more humid over the past 2 days. Your heat index hit a little bit higher than areas in a cityscape. But there is another thing called urban warming too, so where the blacktop and the buildings and all of the concrete also warm you up as well. But that's not the humidity; that's more an actual temperature and radiation.
That's summer in the city.
Summer in the city.
I know.
Love and Spoonful.
Yeah.
1965, 66, somewhere in there. So if that's the case with the corn, you know, actually sort of perspiring with the corn stalks, why are they spraying them with water? That would seem to be overdoing.
It's been dry lately.
So is that I know we had some storms
run through last night or yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yes, we did. I'm not sure exactly why they're spraying them if they're sweating. Maybe it's the same reason why we would want to be sprayed down when we're hot. Maybe it's just that added moisture. They need it. That's what my guess is.
But all
right. I know more about the evapotranspiration, not so much about why they're spraying them now.
Okay. Evapotranspiration.
So it seems like we've kind of broken the back of the worst of the heat wave now, but it's still feeling kind of humid out there. So what can we expect for today and the next few days?
Yeah, a little bit of mugginess is sticking around the state line this afternoon. Dew points in about those 60s, so not nearly as bad or as oppressive. High temperatures today, much cooler too. We're falling to highs of just 80 degrees. So a big relief. Winds are out of the east off the lake, and it's going to be just comfortable today and mostly cloudy too. Some spots of sun peeking in there, mainly more later on in the afternoon and evening. But that's about it. Not much going on today. Just a nice cool down as those winds have shifted. And we'll continue to feel that for the next few days and even into Labor Day weekend. Oh my gosh, it's going to be feeling like fall come Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend? Yeah.
Yes.
So it should be okay all the way through, right?
Honestly, yeah. It only looks like Saturday afternoon and evening up north might get some showers. All right. Down south, you look pretty dry.
Well, it's time for our weekly exclusive feature here with Brittany Merlot. Time for interplanetary weather. Are you ready, Brittany?
Interplanetary weather.
Okay. And today's planet is Mercury. So how's the weather on Mercury for today?
Oh, Mercury.
It's going to be a hot one, I bet, right?
So sweaty, yes. Beating the corn, beating our high temperatures with a high of 795 degrees today.
Oh, that's pretty.
Fahrenheit.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. It's not something I want to talk about.
No, me neither. I'm already sweating thinking about it.
All right. Well, Brittany, thank you very much. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Have a nice evapotranspiration.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got it.
Good enough. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist. Okay.
All right.
25 minutes past the hour, 608-879-8255.
We're following stuff just under the radar. Right
yes,
now,
we are.
And this is really interesting stuff. I thought, you know, I bring it up now. Senator Baldwin, you know, has delivered $15 million for Milwaukee to expand access to EV charging stations.
Great.
Baldwin secured strong Buy American standards in the bipartisan infrastructure law to build out clean energy infrastructure. And Governor Evers says Wisconsin DOT announced Wisconsin to receive over $177 million to support 76 projects statewide under the Biden-Harris bipartisan infrastructure law. So a lot of money coming into the state. Let's look at the other end of it, though.
Okay.
In nearly unanimous voting, the UW Board of Regents voted Thursday to terminate the positions of nearly three dozen tenured faculty at the UW-Milwaukee's branch campuses. That's a lot of people. Three dozen tenured faculty. Thanks to Scott Walker and Steve Nass. Tenured protections were eliminated from state law in 2015 during the Walker administration. It was just part of their attack on the UW system. Regents utilized a decades-old policy allowing for suspension of faculty whose programs have been terminated or because of financial difficulty. And many regents said they felt compelled to make this decision because of insufficient, get this, insufficient financial support from the state. And thank you again, Scott Walker and the gerrymandered Republicans for putting us on this path. This is something that's going to affect the state for decades, two or three decades at least. I mean, they're destroying the UW system. The students that could stay in the state, go to a local college near them and get a degree of some sort, stay in the state and help local communities out instead. They're destroying the UW system statewide.
Yeah, pulling it apart.
Pulling it apart, schools. Destroying it. This is and they love this. This is saving them money. Now they don't have to put as much money into the UW again. They will probably penalize the UW the next time their budget comes up. Find a reason for it. You know, they've always found a reason to complain about the UW. Last time it was DEI. You know, they wanted to get rid of DEI, and you weren't going to get funding unless you got rid of it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, closing down all the branch campuses. You know, it seems like those continue to get closed down.
Constantly. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Now, 1 minute left.
Yeah,
all right.
We're just down
dozens,
a minute.
By the way, dozens of faculty protested on Thursday demanding a meeting with their union reps and the UW system chancellors. So I hope that something can be produced from that. And I hate to see, you know, three dozen tenured faculty let go. I mean, that's got to have a huge impact on the UW system itself.
Yeah. It's crazy. Hey, we want to remind you, Tuesday, September 17th, that's coming up. It's National Voter Registration Day. Yep.
So if you have not registered yet, you know, make a plan to get your registration status updated. You can go to myvote.wy.gov to check your status, okay? It's a reminder from Civic Media. 29 minutes past the hour. Coming up right around the corner, Mike McCabe joins us on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's 9 states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
You can learn more about Farm Rescue by heading to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm, learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The 60th annual Falcon Frontier Days Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Outdoor Rodeo Arena at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Friday's performance begins at 7 p.m., while Saturday's performances are set for 1:30 and 7 p.m. Rodeo attendees will have the opportunity to view numerous events ranging from saddle bronc riding to calf roping as well as barrel racing. The UW-River Falls Rodeo Club will compete in the event along with other collegiate teams that are members of the Great Plains region of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. You can learn more about this as well as find other agribusiness news stories on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
WMDX.
I remember standing on a corner at midnight.
92.7 and 1580 AM. I haven't heard this in years.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
Great night song. Moves. 734, 71 degrees currently. High today about 79, a mix of clouds and some sunshine. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
I don't know if we have Mike McKay in the studio, McKay brother in the studio, and we're going to talk politics in just a moment, but I just want to get to something here. We were talking about smell-o-vision.
Right? It's a thing now.
It's a thing now. They're using AI to get the right smells in your living room as you're watching any kind of movie or television show. So it'll sense it. It'll determine what it should spray into your room. And we had a response from somebody who texted in, don't watch any Pepe Le Pew cartoons on your smell-o-vision set.
Right. Yeah. He was the skunk.
It would have to be a combination of flavors, I would assume, at that point.
I'll be elated after.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, you know, we've got two guys in here who want to just listen to analog stereo. And I don't know even where to go with that.
Come on. It still works just fine, John.
Do you have a surround system?
I do not.
Oh, you do not. See? Okay.
Not surrounded.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I might be the only one in town.
You're cutting
edge,
a
little bit. I know I feel a little lonely now, somebody, help me out a little bit. All right. Mike McCabe has a Substack blog, and let's talk about your latest one and what you were searching for on that. I checked it out, and you moved to a few different positions, but the inspiration of your column was a comment from Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed the piece.
It was fun.
I wanted it to be fun. Uh-huh. But yeah, I ran into this quote from Donald Trump that just got me to thinking about all this stuff. He said you can't walk across the street in America to go get a loaf of bread without being mugged or raped or shot at. And I just crossed the street to come into the studio here.
Yeah. And you seem just fine. And you survived.
You made it.
And I survived it, you know. And it just got me to thinking, how bizarre our times have become when you got a candidate for president who says something like that. That is so provably, demonstrably false.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And of course, that's just one of countless things that he's said.
Created.
That has been a lie. And, it's what he's known for. It's sort of his brand now. But aside from the presidential campaign, with all the internet memes and the AI-powered deepfakes and propaganda masquerading as news and actual news being constantly declared fraudulent.
Right.
How do we figure out as a society what is trustworthy? On Substack, there's something called Notes, which is a little like Twitter, without all the snark, without being the cesspool that that X has become.
Right.
And so I alongside that column, I posted a note about this where I think what we've got to do is, first of all, trust our own intuition and our own common sense. But then we've also all got to become better researchers. We've got to hone our fact-checking skills. And we've got to also commit ourselves to an education system that's not just about training people for the workplace, but is actually dedicated to the needs of citizenship and
building well-rounded individuals and students.
Yeah, and teaching people to think,
right,
and to be able to, you know, to
critical thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, to analyze and to critically think about the information that we're bombarded with. But we live in a very bizarre time where we're bombarded by so much that just ain't so. And so in that article that I wrote, you know, I pointed out a couple of quotes that are very commonly being shared on social media, mm-hmm, that are attributed to certain individuals who actually didn't say those things. Mm-hmm. And
it didn't really matter because the thought,
yeah,
because, counted.
You know, and so sometimes fiction, mm-hmm, actually rings very true. And then you've got a very non-fictional former president of the United States that says something that is just bizarre and untrue. And provably untrue. Yeah.
There's a columnist Colin Coward?
Yes.
He had a comment recently which I thought really just hit home. And it was checking with just reality, your own reality,
yeah,
that you're surrounded by.
Yeah.
And that is that, you know, when they talk down the economy and saying it's really horrible and it's the worst it's ever been, just look at your friends.
Yep.
Look at your own life. Is it like that? No. You know, all we have to do is just look at our surroundings.
Just cross the street and go get a loaf of bread.
Right. See, it's as simple as that. And he brought it up, and it was a light bulb that went out of my head. I think, yeah, why don't we just look at the simple thing? You know, the forest for the trees. It's right in front of us.
Exactly.
We experience this daily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's really what my point was with my Substack article. Mm-hmm. Listen, we've got to be able to trust our own BS meters and our own intuition, our own common sense when we're bombarded with so much stuff.
And some of the wisdom that you quoted, mm-hmm, I thought was fascinating because, these were great thoughts, mm-hmm, except you always say, well, I don't know who said that.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure.
I'll take credit for it because it was wonderful wisdom.
That's right. You did that. You took credit from very famous people because there's no proof that those people, those famous people ever said it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was a funny part of the column.
Talking with Mike McCabe here about his Substack articles. If you want to chime in, 608-879-8255. You can send us a text or a question for Mike, or you can call us, 608-879-8255.
Yeah. So, I have something here, and I just thought I'd play it for you. It's from Eric Hovde, and I call him stand-up comedian. But, you know, at this very same time, I'm going to call him Eric Hovde, that 70s guy. We have a cut here, cut 178, where this is his recent, this is a recent ad against him. This is, I think, a Baldwin ad, but it says it all in his terminology. This is an exact quote. They have an audio quote of him saying something that is just so outrageous and ridiculous. But we got to play it here. Let's play it.
My day is packed.
Client meetings.
Patient rounds.
Getting kids out the door.
But Eric Hovde thinks all women care about is Hollywood.
It's just deplorable. Sadly, with, you know, females, they spend too much time focused on what's going on in Hollywood.
Well, guess what, Eric Hovde?
We know you supported overturning Roe versus Wade.
And we know you'd vote for a national abortion ban, too.
Eric Hovde must think he knows better than us.
What is wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, and I approve this message.
What is wrong with him?
Well, I don't know.
Just, I call him now the 70s guy because that's kind of 70s thinking. Gee, women are concerned more about Hollywood? Who even thinks like that anymore? Mm. I mean, that's decades and decades ago. My goodness, you know, Access Hollywood, PM Magazine, yeah, you know, the whole thing, the whole entertainment thing.
Yeah.
Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I you know, tuning around like Tubi and, you know, checking out all these free streaming services, you know, they have a lot of these shows on there, and I didn't even know they existed yet, that they were still on the air, but they are. And my wife reacted to his comment saying, females spend too much time. Here's the thing. She really took offense to this females thing.
Sure. You
know, she said, what are we, just baby vessels? You know? I mean, we're women. You know, we're actual human beings, people, not just females. And it was an odd way to describe a woman.
and sticking with our theme of trusting our own lived experience, all I can say is that the woman in my life who I know best, my wife of over 35 years, doesn't know much about Hollywood at all. Doesn't follow it in the least. You know, we both enjoy a good movie, but we don't. We're not access Hollywood watchers, and we don't keep up with the celebrity gossip. And actually, when friends do start up talking about this kind of stuff, we're lost in the conversation really, really quickly. So yeah, you know, what a stupid thing to say that it
is
just a generalization about half of the American population, and is that what our politics is becoming? Is just you know. This kind of trying to win a vote by disparaging, you know,
an entire
classes of people.
Class of people.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Got a text here from someone that says maybe the females, quote unquote, females that Hovde knows in Orange County, California, pay too much attention to Hollywood. Yeah, I guess it's all by perspective there.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's out there. He's out near there. It all. Yeah. Obviously, this is the talk maybe in that area, but it's certainly not out here in the Midwest.
My wife and I might be guilty of watching too much PBS NewsHour, but definitely not too much Hollywood stuff.
Oh, there you go. That's a stereotype right there. Yeah. The Midwest NewsHour watcher. Yeah. But, you know, it's just, it shows an incredible disconnect, I think, politically and humanity-wise, that he would actually pick on anybody. Just for, you know, having an interest level in anything at all. I mean, it's not, I think as Tim Walz says, it's really none of your business, you know, and to pick something like this out and put it out there for people to listen to. You know, I have had so many interviews that I've recorded of Eric Hovde, and there's like one bad comment after the next. He's had interviews with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You know, when they do interviews with him, they record them and they put them out there on the internet. But it's almost impossible to pick out, you know, just like maybe 10 all at once, because it's just so labor intensive. But he is constantly saying bad things, putting his foot in his mouth. And recently, of course, the big story was that his bank absorbed the loans of other people from other banks. It sold the loans to his bank. And then he, in turn, closed down those loans. He called in those loans of these businesses that simply had business loans. I mean, they were there. That's what they have. They have a business loan, and they pay them back slowly, and that's it. But when the bank took over these business loans, instead of just, you know, taking care of the loans for these businesses, they called in the loan, and they put these businesses out of business. These are family businesses in that area on the West Coast. And, in fact, a legendary business is a bar and restaurant that everybody just loved to go to. They had to sell their business, and they lost their home.
Maybe Hollywood Studio, too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So it's just crazy that there is such a disconnect for a lot of people. I think sometimes, you know, we don't talk about it enough, but the right wing has this different approach to life, a different vantage point. And it's always, you know, the voodoo economics trickle down theory that they work on. And, you know, we're just trying to build from the bottom up, middle out, instead of, you know, the top down.
You know, on this platform that I write on, Substack, Charlie Sykes also writes on Substack.
Yep, he does.
And wrote this really wonderful column that you have to check out about the MAGA brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened to the thinking of those who now control the Republican Party. And, you know, one of the things he brought up was the reaction to Gus Walls, Tim Walls' son, at the convention. And how on earth people could see something like that.
Yeah.
A son showing love for his father, proud of his father, excited in the moment for his father, and try to twist that and make it a bad thing. And you know, Charlie Sykes has done a lot to
add the fuel to the fire.
Put the Republican Party where it is currently. Mm-hmm. But at least he's got the sense to realize that what he did has led us in a bad direction, and now speaks out about it very forcefully.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if people are prowling around Substack, I really encourage them to check out that piece by Charlie.
Will do.
It's 7:49. We're talking with Mike McCabe. You can stick around a few more minutes, Mike?
Sure can.
All right. We're coming back with more on the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Wisconsin landscape is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells of Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
WMDX, Cheeseland, 92.7 and 1580 AM. And a very good morning to you, the John and Gordy Family Show. Mike McCabe in the studio from Substack, and another person that's on Substack, I believe it's Dan Schaefer. He's on X and, I believe, on Substack. But at the
He's
same
everywhere.
Time, he is everywhere with the Recombobulation area. Blog that he does. He's been around for quite a long time, and I follow a lot of his stuff. He does a lot of very good local, statewide commentary. And now he is actually, the announcement was that he is part of Civic Media now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah, and Dan's still active on X, and I couldn't take it anymore. The place just became such a sty that I couldn't take it anymore. And what's happened to that platform, which was, you know, it always had its problems, but it was a really important part of the overall media landscape. And boy, I tell you, if there was breaking news somewhere in the world, you could find out in real time what was going on X.
Yes.
And of course, you know, it's great for sports. It's great for lots of stuff, but it has become such a gutter now. But you know, there are people who still
well,
keep
we're
at
still
it
plugging and, away on it. I still plug away on X myself. The thing with X, I found that it is steering. The algorithms have steered the interest that I have on X away from me, so I don't get all the information that I used to get before.
Yep.
And that's my rub with X.
Yeah, it's, and one of my pet peeves with X is how it discriminates against any mention of any other platform. It systematically discriminates against those who are on Substack, for example.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
And so if there's any link to material on Substack, it will throttle those posts.
Yep. Hmm.
And that's a shame because, and I get it, these social media sites are trying to capture an audience and then never let them leave. They want them to stay there for good and spend their entire day on that platform. But one of the great values is when somebody does post something elsewhere and then mentions it on a platform like X, that's a great source of news. You can find great material, whether it's a New York Times article or Recombobulation Area, something Dan mm-hmm. Schaefer posts, or some really provocative information that's on Substack or some other platform. Mentioning it on X is a great way to draw people to really important information. And of course, that platform hates that because they don't want people to ever leave.
I think on Substack, you can link to X.
Yes.
Yeah, you can repost a story.
Oh, definitely.
X. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
But it doesn't go the other way around.
It doesn't go the other way.
Right.
And that's one of my pet peeves is if you're going to have a free forum, an open and free forum, an exchange of ideas and access to information, let people freely prowl the internet. Let people go to other articles and other information. It just makes us a more informed society. And when Meta or X or any of the others throttle information that is inviting people to stray even momentarily mm-hmm. from their platform, that's a bridge too far.
A level of insecurity by the owner.
It sure is.
And it's always a problem now because billionaires are buying up a lot of these media facilities, these online services. So it's not a good thing when we see this.
Right.
And I found out recently, and I don't know if everybody else is having this problem, but I have, for some reason, around 6 or 5 or 7 at night, X kind of slows down, and if you're watching a video, it only gets about a half minute in, and then it stalls out, and it just picks up after that. But it seems like they have a problem, a technical problem, and they don't take care of their technical problems as well. That's another problem with mm-hmm. X.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also the thing about newspapers, you know, who are they're going out of business left and right, but the great thing about getting a copy of the New York Times or the State Journal, it used to be that you didn't know what you were getting. You'd see the headline, you'd see the front page stories, but you turn the page and you see news that you would never have searched for on X somewhere else. So you really, and I definitely miss that because you find out stuff that you should know that doesn't appear on these social media platforms.
Right, and the great thing about Twitter, before it became X, before it changed ownership, was that a tremendous number of journalists were there and could freely share information. They were picking up information about breaking news that was then helping them inform their own coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They were then sharing more information about that topic. And now when they share it, sometimes that gets throttled by the platform, and that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, you'd see the tiny little story in a part of a column someplace, and you say, oh yeah, I've been to that place, and it's a great story that fills you in, whether that restaurant's going to be there or not, or a movie's going to be shown. You know, one thing we were talking about this morning, I don't know if we said anything on the air, but our Gen Zer, Sam, it has subscribed to the paper version of The Onion. They're coming out with a monthly magazine again.
Yeah.
Newspaper.
Back to print. Yeah.
Back to print.
Yeah, I'm excited to get my first edition.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that fantastic?
Good for you, Sam.
It's this retro thing that we're going back to paper now, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of an exciting movement.
Well, as you know, we talked about this. I actually have a novel coming out in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
And I sent it to an author. I sent it electronically to an author who agreed to read it and write a review.
Mm-hmm.
And he messaged me back and he said, I don't read books electronically. You're going to have to mail it to me.
Okay.
Oh.
And I did.
Ouch.
And so I guess he's committed to that idea of books being on paper and And I had to actually print it out at home and mail it to him.
Wow.
Well, good for you. Well, Mike, we're all out of time for today, but good to see you.
Great to see you.
Talk
guys.
To you again next Wednesday.
All right.
It's Mike McCabe. Check out his stuff on Substack.
Yeah, definitely do that.
That's going to do it for the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. And that'll do it for today's show.
That's right. That's about it.
That's it. That's it. That's all. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here on WMDX. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
The John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another edition of Public Service Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. You can send your questions in to janesays@civicmedia.us. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.